This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Salary real and Chevy.
InfoWars.com News Center, deep behind enemy lines in occupied Texas, broadcasting worldwide. You're listening to the voice of human resistance against the technotronic technocracy takeover. You're listening to Alex Jones.
You want it, baby? You're about to get it.
On this Monday kickoff of the new week. We are live. I'm your host, Alex Jones. I've got to tell you, it is bizarrely surreal to be attacked by so many corporate media outlets, but also so-called entertainment outlets that are the big propaganda outlets, to be attacked by so many, I can't even keep track of it every day. Of course, obviously, Saturday Night Live attacked yours truly and the president during their opening intro live from New York at Saturday Night Live with Alec Baldwin. And there were other attacks on late night shows last week that we didn't even cover. And then I was just shown before I went live about 30 minutes ago the latest episode of Homeland. That's a popular show on Showtime, because mainstream media has tiny audiences, but these shows and TV shows still have large audiences, especially things like Saturday Night Live. And it really hit me this morning. This is like a form of identity theft. This is beyond fake news. Because they do things on these entertainment shows where they say, I heard black people aren't human. I heard it from Alex Jones and InfoWars. That's what Alec Baldwin says as the president. He's saying, well, I heard from Alex Jones that those aren't people. He points out two black people. He's obviously saying we're racist. And then the lies just go on from there. And then the Homeland clip, this is every week now. And they admit the character's based on me and tries to copy my voice, everything else. This actor, Jake Weber. And then the female president's son is a war hero, and he's rushing in to save people, but they cut the video to say he's a coward. And then I'm fake news, and then I actually see people in the real world saying, oh, isn't Alex despicable, the things he's done to the president? That's how mentally ill TV heads are that don't even know politics. They just get their news from these TV shows. It becomes a reality. People go, oh, well, they're just joking around on Saturday Night Live. Oh, really, every week? Putting words in the president's mouth that he didn't say. Then Snoop Dogg puts out a new rap video where he takes a gun and points it at the Trump clown and then talks about taking the clown out. No, this is picked up by idiots. By people with low IQs all over the place. Every race, color, and creed who believe it, folks. Because you say enough Trump doesn't like black people, folks start to believe it. And where did he learn it? I got it from Alex Jones. Yes, that's where I got it from. This is just stupid. And I think Alec Baldwin's been a great actor before. He didn't do a very good job on SNL, though. And then this Jake Weber is a horrible accent. He goes back and forth between Australian and then this Texas accent. I mean, you're going to try to steal my identity, man. At least do a good job. And then this is next level fraud, though. Because this is fake news. Just like Colbert is a fake newscaster who does a fake news show, but then exposes me as fake news. It's fraud on fraud on fraud. The good news is their desperate system's going down, and the thinking people know they're a pack of traitorous scum.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing's certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
President Trump is cleaning up Washington, but the media and Barack Obama want to stop him. They've declared total war against him. Now, David Horowitz's big agenda reveals Obama's secret plan to destroy Trump. Rush Limbaugh says you must read Big Agenda. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Get Big Agenda, a number one bestseller, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go online at BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Here we are, another Monday, 3/13/2017. Thank you for joining us.
You'll take my life, but I'll take yours too. You fire musket, but I'll run you through. So when you're waiting for the next attack,
you better stand.
You better stand, there's no turning back.
Bugle sounds, the charge begins. But on this battlefield, no one wins. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. If you're inside the globalist paradigm, you're a loser. If you're outside the paradigm, you are seeking to be a winner in the entire consciousness of humanity and the renaissance that we are in the middle of as we speak. Those that still serve the decadent, decaying, globalist, technocrat superclass are the losers. Those of us seeking liberty and freedom and have goodwill towards all, we are the future. Make no mistake. Okay. Huge military news, massive economic news, really positive Trump news. It's amazing. But every time I think MSM and Dying Dinosaur Media can't go any lower, they go lower. We didn't just dig out the firing letter of 93 U.S. attorneys in 1993. No pun intended. We found the video. Daria found the video of Janet Reno firing them. Now, everybody remembers this who has any memory, but I guess a lot of the public has a goldfish memory. Remember Gruber, who headed up the Obamacare scam? He said, thank God, you're so stupid, don't have attention spans. Well, I think freedom and being intelligent more and more is about having an attention span. And people have to be basically trained to not have attention spans, and that's what's happened with the modern culture. What's happened with television and commercials and all of it. The ruling class admittedly tried to shrink the attention span. And that's why people like Steve Jobs said, I never let my children get on the computer. I don't let them have iPads when they first came out before he died, because he said it brain damages them. They're like, wow, Steve Jobs, that's crazy. But all the statistics show it. What was crazy is that he'd be so honest about it. But we live in a world of fakeness. We live in a world of fraud spewed out by the establishment. This skull on the table here of your TV viewer is not a fake skull. It's illegal to have one of these unless you have a medical degree. And this is from my dad's from medical school, back before they brought in all the plastic fake ones. But this is out of his office here. So I thought I'd bring it in today. I've got it here for several reasons. We'll talk about this remnant of a once alive human that walked bipedally upon the earth, just to illustrate the whole life and death scenario and the reality what we face here on Terra Firma. Now, continuing, we're going to be getting into that just because it illustrates the incredible lies that I have the headlines here. Anger mounts over handling of U.S. attorney firings. And Chuck Schumer comes out and says, this has never before been done. These are incredibly honorable people that were battling corruption, and he removed them because of corruption probes they were involved in. This rock star U.S. attorney was just dismissed for no reason. I had never seen anything like it. And in the articles and in the transcripts, it's crazy. They go, well, it's quite normal for them to fire a bunch of people when they get in, but Trump never made the announcement. So they kept waiting for the announcement and asking for the announcement. And then the announcement came, and it was shocking. It's like teaching mental illness or something, because it's so illogical. Sure, everybody does this. In fact, much larger numbers than Trump did. It's completely normal. But it was really me that he didn't tell anybody, but then he just made an announcement because they were waiting for the announcement. And you're reading it going, it feels like when you have the flu real bad and you've got like 104 temperature and things don't make sense. When you're reading the articles they write, it's like you're reading something an insane person wrote. And they have all these deceptions in each article, which are just transcripts of the shows. It's just a loaded teleprompter BS they put out. And they put that out as an article, as a derivative. They said, yes, other presidents have fired dozens, like Bill Clinton. He didn't fire dozens. He fired 93. But you don't want to say 93 versus 46, because that doesn't sound like it's a big deal, what Sessions did. No, no. So you just say, oh, dozens, dozens, several dozen, more than several dozen, quite a few dozen, seven dozen. And just, you're like, how do they get so many people to sit there and write stuff like this? It's just all a tissue of fraud and lies. So that's coming up. I want to go back over that because it's so informative, and we have the clip. Let's get the Janet Reno clip. It's a short one queued up here because we're the opposite of fake news. We actually go and show you, no, it's not dozens, it's 93. And most presidents do similar things. Bill Clinton fired the most at once. And Trump was nice and gave them a chance to actually execute the Constitution and follow his directives. And 50 days into it, the decision was made to fire their butts because they were in open mutiny against the president and the Constitution. That's what happened, and that's why they're gone. The president is giving these bureaucrats a chance to do their job, and they're not doing it, so there's going to be big purges now. A lot of you resigned at the State Department. Others are in open rebellion. Justice Department, State Department, hey, you want to go out, you know, and work in the private sector for once in your life? Get ready, because it's about to happen. And they'll have CNN and Chuckie Schumer all breathless. I just saw Chuckie Schumer, the new leader of the Democrats, because at least he can talk, unlike Pelosi, who thinks George W. Bush is still in office, and Maxine Waters thinks that Putin invaded Korea, not North or South Korea, but Korea. She doesn't know that North Korea is threatening to nuke South Korea and Japan, and that nuclear bombers have been dispatched there, and that there's U.S. warships right off the coast, some of the worst crises since the armistice or since the ceasefire at the end of the Korean War. Technically, it never ended. Japan, for the first time, is deploying its biggest warships into the disputed South China Sea that China is now claiming 95% of. Oh, they're claiming right up into the territorial waters of a whole bunch of countries. Japan, the Philippines. Thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of square miles. A major power grab by the little sweet commies. But it doesn't matter. Maxine Waters thinks the Russians invaded Korea and it's their fault. That's like if I said Texas was in New York or London was in Pakistan or New Jersey was in Japan. I mean, it's just cuckoo land, total cuckoo land. Have no idea what planet they're on. It's as if they're already dead. There are many walking around that are physically alive but aren't really conscious. You could argue they're just walking, propelled stomachs, self-propelled gas bags. It's very, very sad. But let me just mention the other stuff that's coming up here because it's all extremely important. Fake news has hit a new all-time low with SNL posing again as if they're news, just like Colbert poses as a, again, anchor who then puts out fake news and calls real news fake news. And we have the new episode of Homeland with Jack Weber playing Alex Jones. We've got those headlines. And he's putting out fake news. And he's got to be shut down. Funny, right at the same time, Facebook admits they're blocking most of our articles from being shared and now deleting many of them. Paul Watson has an article on InfoWars.com today. People say, well, why are you on Facebook? Well, it's like a third of the internet. It's where the people are we want to reach. We follow their terms of service. There's not profanity. There's not porn. They let jihadis post on there. But when we post a link to a former CIA section chief saying, no, it's true, my colleagues who are currently in say they were ordered to target Trump during and after the election with spying, wiretaps, you name it. Snowden's now come out as well. And they didn't let us share that. They deleted it because it was so real. And during a BBC interview this weekend, a geopolitical expert had his toddlers run in, or a baby and a larger toddler. So the wife came in, grabbed the kids, you know, the dad's doing a show. And they went, oh, my gosh, the patriarchy of this is horrible that a woman's taking care of the kids. I'm not kidding. That was national news. That's been banned. So that's been blocked now. So, again, ladies and gentlemen, we're being banned and blocked because people listen to us. They know we're telling the truth. They believe us, and they understand we're cutting edge, and we have gigantic audiences and dominate every platform we're on. Paul Watson's being blocked and banned because his average video gets 3 million views. That's bigger than the top CNN show every day. They don't know what to do. They're panicking. They admit it. So they have all these new made-for-TV movies and Saturday Night Live and all these shows with Alec Baldwin saying, I'm the president. I learned black people aren't human from Alex Jones. Alex Jones, InfoWars. It's a talk show. So people watching, that's not comedy. That's not funny with a laugh track running in the background. That's an attempt to literally tell people who've never heard of InfoWars, because they know they're about to hear, because the show's growing so fast, that, oh, that's a racist show. And it's meant to threaten everybody else. You don't ever speak the truth or stand up, or we'll call you names. Well, go ahead, you lying scum. But CNN, MSNBC have almost no audience now. Their average show, a couple hundred thousand. Their biggest show's a million. I mean, that is nothing, folks. That is nothing. That is a joke. So they have to retreat in their own admissions. It's in the WikiLeaks how Hollywood and all the big TV networks were working in the fiction department to attack populism, Trump, you name it. So we're going to get into that. In fact, I'm going to get into that right now because it's so important. No, I'm going to get into it at the next break at the bottom of the hour. Because I'm too nice about this and I need to really formulate my thoughts a little bit more because I was already going to come in here and talk about all the fake news, all the defamation, and the identity theft that's going on. Because the public that still watches SNL and the public that watches things like Homeland is so dumbed down. People that watch mainline TV, on average, have lower IQs, lower earning rates. I mean, there's metrics. It's known. You can look it up. causes brain damage. The very medium itself causes them then to be disassociated, to be alone, to be unhealthy, causes neuron breakdown. Mainline television, where you suspend disbelief and watch fantasy, is very, very bad for your brain. It's not bad for children in small dosages, but it's bad for adults, and the studies are legion about screen time, you name it. I mean, we can just search engine, screen time hurting children, screen time hurting adults, neurological disorders up because of screen time, Alzheimer's linked to TV watching. I mean, it's known. But what's crazy about this is that it's not even good actors, but it hit me. This is identity theft. They admit, we're going to have a character that sounds like Alex Jones and says some of the things like, if you want to fight, you're going to get one. We are the resistance. We're restoring the republic. Then they'll sandwich that with, by the way, I don't like black people. They'll take that out of context. I didn't say that. I'm quoting the shows. I'm not saying this, they'll say it. I hate gay people. It doesn't matter. You saw Colbert 2 weeks ago take me saying that and putting it on. Again, they think of you as nobodies. They are deceiving you so massively. It's such an insult to everybody watching it. It's criminal, in my view. But it's identity theft. And they admit on the Homeland show in press releases that they're attacking the evil fake news person, Alex Jones. You know, Chris Carter, you can pull up Variety and Hollywood Reporter last year when they had the return of X-Files. Had top ratings for Fox. Probably won't let it come back now, though, because it was too thought-provoking. And he said, oh, we're not just basing the main character, the new character on Alex Jones. We're basing the content on his analysis of globalism, world government, vaccines, you name it. And I think Alex Jones is a patriot and a libertarian, not a racist, like the media says. That's Chris Carter. Quotes. I'm paraphrasing them almost word for word. The point is that Chris Carter put out a good show, it had huge ratings, and it was overall positive. And the Alex Jones character was better looking than I am. But he admitted he was creating something out of what I report on and break down. Plus, it's popular. People are awake. Chris Carter is a patriot. Chris Carter, knows what's going on. And I know for a fact it's been told by people in the CIA that are aware of what's going on years ago that the show's dead on. I'm just going to stop right there. But not Homeland. They get a bad British actor who doesn't know an Australian versus a Texas accent. And then he sits there and says the most horrible things in my name and edits video of the hero son of the female president. They have these scripts all written thinking Hillary'd be in. That's admitted. Their whole agenda, books already written with Chelsea and all of it, how she was going to take the helm of the world government medical system. Incredible. And so they can restrict free speech, use us as a test case to ban InfoWars and to ban Drudge. Those are the main targets. And once they've set up with these straw men that we're bad and we're evil, then everybody can have the political cover at Facebook and Twitter and Google to start restricting us and banning us and governing us down, and then finally take down InfoWars and finally take down Prison Planet with, we know, the lawsuits they're kicking up and wiring up and churning up and designing right out of the Democratic Party. Oh, yeah. And then once they can get us shut down, they think they can shut you down, folks. This is happening. This is an assault on you. And they've got 6 different major TV shows that I know of right now attacking patriots, libertarians, people that talk about real issues. They got a lot of others, admittedly, attacking Trump by name. But to sit there and have Alec Baldwin say horrible things in the name of Trump, playing the personage of Trump, to weak-minded TV viewers, it has the effect of weak-minded people like Snoop Dogg putting out a video where he basically says he wants to go after the president with a gun because he doesn't like black people. No, Snoop, you know you're playing to a bunch of brainwashed, dumb people that sit there and are into your music. Little thug, zit-faced white kids that, you know, are hiding out in their mommy's basement and think you're the image of a man. You sit there and advertise to Arrested Development losers. That's what you do. You prey on dumb people. Snoop Dogg's real smart. Snoop Dogg just rips off little kids that never had a daddy. That's what he does. And he sits there and, again, shows basically himself with a 357 Magnum about to kill President Trump. They got an actor that looks just like Trump. This is the crap they engage in. And the media talks about how great it is and how cute it is and how fun it is. Real war kicks off, Snoop. All you guys that act like men and act like you're tough better hightail your butts out of the country because you know what's going to happen. And you do. That's why you got your private jets fueled and ready. And folks know where those jets have got landing spots and where people are trying to hide out with all their loot. You and Zuckerberg and everybody else just know this. The Nazis had to hide in holes, and you're going to, too, if you kick off the Civil War you're trying to fund. That's why they've got this whole new Michael Brown crap with this edited video out to get riots going again, because that's all they've got is trying to get a race war going, because God forbid Trump build a bunch of factories in black neighborhoods. God forbid he cut taxes and gives $25 billion to black colleges. When Trump gave $25 billion, Obama gave $4 billion. In 8 years, God forbid people actually get prosperity and come together. So we got to make sure people owned by the man, by the globalist, like Snoop, sits out there and pushes his poison on young people so they all dress like gangsters and walk around so the cops are trained to pull you over or throw you in jail. See, Snoop's there to get your kids trained to get ready to go to jail. That's why MTV in the late 80s, early 90s got the order by Viacom and the social engineers at the Carnegie Endowment and then the major CIA endowments, this is all public knowledge, by the way, to create gangster rap to induce the black population to adopt it, to be prepared for prison. And now they're moving on to all the other populations. And so take Rick Ross, the fake Rick Ross, the obese rapper who was a jail guard. Well, he understands his job now is to go steal the identity of a real drug dealer, the real Rick Ross, and to go out and then to prime everybody for prison as well. So he's been working on the inside of the prison. Now he's working to get you all lined up at the outside of the prison. And they knew this a long time ago, that in any major city, there were crime managers who wanted slave labor for the prisons. And so they would have older thugs that would induce the younger thugs into the gang life, but cull certain numbers of them, the dumber ones, into prison. That's why if you watch Pinocchio, anybody ever seen Pinocchio? How he goes into the town and then he hangs around with some, you know, corrupt bad kids, and then he gets led on to the actual scam artist, the weasel and the fox, and then they get them all drunk and have them partying and playing pool, and then because they engage in vandalism and crime, they turn into jackasses, into fools, and they get loaded on the slave ship. That's an allegory. And see, that's what Snoop's doing, is he's loading you on the slave ship. He's a slave master. And you're his food. But he works for a bigger slave master above him. So they know exactly what they're doing. He is a Judas goat to lead all the little boys into prison. All the little white boys, all the little black boys, all the little Hispanic boys, all the little boys into prison. While Snoop Dogg sits back there on the outside and laughs how he pimped everybody. Well, guess what? We're going to expose you, Mr. Pimp, and your pimp handlers, and your pimp game. We're going to talk about Jack Weber. We're going to play the clip when we come back and get into real fake news, because this is the assault on your free press. This is the assault on the liberty movement and what we're trying to do and the trillions that have been announced in new development over the next 3 years, the $400 billion now that's already been put in by companies and growing, the $3-plus trillion in the stock market the last 50 days, 52 days. And it goes on and on and on. As America is open for business and the world responds and believes that globalism is collapsing and globalism's in crisis everywhere, and Trump's got his head down doing everything he can to restore the republic and everything he can to get big banks to make low-interest loans to small businesses and everything he can to flood minority programs in colleges and in work programs to actually get people trained as machinists and as dental assistants and to go to school to be doctors and to go to school. I mean, just flooding real investment for the first time in decades. Point blank range, trying to get you on your feet. But Snoop Dogg's running around. We got to kill this Trump. Yeah, as the big mega corporations put that out and the big newspapers go, oh, how beautiful, how nice, all the weird little fake white trendy managers who, again, are pimping everybody else as well. Oh, look, the cool Snoop, he'll lead more kids into prison. Oh, look, the Snoop. And then while Snoop's training you how to go out and get killed on the street with guns, wave them around at cops. Oh, in the video, they're pointing guns at cops, everything. He'll sit around and say the cops are out to kill you when you're being inducted and trained by Soros and all these groups to go out and kill cops so cops get scared. All been set up, playing the cops, playing you, playing everybody. But I'm here to tell you how the game's played I'm here to show you where the aces are up the sleeve and to break the will of the enemy and have real prosperity if we want it. Real unity if we want it. We all bleed the same red blood. We all live in the same country, the same republic, and we sinkers swim together.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Take your line.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live broadcasting worldwide. Thank you so much for joining us. We are going to be ending tomorrow the free shipping on everything at InfoWarsStore.com. You can always get 50% off different products every day when you have signed up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. Can always do that. Every day we'll have one particular product that we send out in mass. You can always go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and you can shine up there and not just get articles and videos that the censors are trying to block on Facebook, Google, Twitter, you name it. But you can, again, also every day get 50% off on one item from InfoWarsStore.com. We have a new product that will sell out in the next 24 hours at current sales rates. That's the Myco ZX Fungus and Yeast Cleanser by InfoWarsLife.com. Fungus and yeast infestation of the body is a hidden epidemic that many doctors fail to recognize. Candida alone releases over 80 known toxins, which can weaken the body's diseases and defenses and cause diseases and cause the mucous membranes of the gut to start leaking. Yeast overgrowth is even linked to an average weight gain of 32.5 pounds. Myco ZX is an all-natural fungus and yeast cleanser by InfoWars Life that uses organic herbs and enzymes to activate your body's own defenses. Contains seven of the world's most powerful organic and wildcrafted ingredients designed to attack and melt away the membrane of yeast and fungal organisms, so you remove the whole colony. Start fighting back against hidden yeast and funguses with Myco ZX at InfoWarsLife.com. Limited time special. Get 10% off when you get Myco ZX with the powerful biome defense probiotic at InfoWarsLife.com. You can also call toll free 888-253-3139. And again, we're under massive media attack. They're trying to block us, demonetize us, shut us down on Google, not let us advertise on the web outside of the show, kick us off radio stations. I mean, Hillary Clinton attacks us by name. 60 Minutes does, you know, fake news, fake comedy. It's all weaponized. Saturday Night Live, Colbert, all the shows. I mean, all three of the weekly nighttime shows attack us routinely. And they just put out incredible disinformation. If I say Hillary's responsible for killing kids in Syria, they'll cut it together and say that I said she did it in the bottom of a pizza place. That's Fox News. The entire establishment hates us for a reason, because we're here exposing them when they say, this is incredible, no one's ever fired U.S. attorneys. And then we have Janet Reno saying she fired 93 when she first got in office in 93. I mean, we just show you how they're liars. So the mainstream media has killed the old-fashioned press. It always had problems, but it's become totally corporate and a bunch of PR lackeys and hacks and hatchet men. They have destroyed themselves, and now they want to destroy anybody else that's trying to research what's happening. They don't want anybody else to have free speech, folks, because they can't contend with a free press and a free people. It's actually happening. And I have a whole stack of news here on that subject, but we have an InfoWars store flash special, 30% off Life Straw for a limited time. You can drink out of ponds, creeks, you name it. It's amazing. For a limited time, take 30% off the Life Straw portable water filter at InfoWarsStore.com. Life Straw allows you to drink directly from lakes, rivers, or a water bottle. It removes 99.9999 of waterborne bacteria and more. Filters 264 gallons in its lifetime. Life Straw is field tested and has been under the harshest conditions in developed countries since 2005. Visit InfoWarsStore.com today to take advantage of this limited time 30% offer on Life Straw. We have a review of the day for Super Male Vitality that you can get with free shipping right now. Sign up for auto ship on your next order. Get an additional 10% off. I wish there were a 10-star rating, says Nap Pali from New York, New York. I took a serving in the morning and I felt like I can punch through walls. Then I took another serving this afternoon. I usually work out about a half hour. I worked out an hour and still wasn't tired. This product will give you the energy and masculine man needs. I'm telling you, if you think you can only work out for an hour with this, it's easy to work out 2 hours. Such an amazing product. God bless you all. I love you. I did recommend it to a friend. He can't say me enough. Thank you for this. All right, well, thank you so much for the five-star review from New York, New York. It's amazing. Super Female Vitality is 50% off today. Again, if you're signed up at the newsletter, InfoWars.com/newsletter, when we send out the daily email with news articles and videos, at the bottom will be a promo code for 50% off Super Female Vitality. All right, I'm done there. Just, we need to fund ourselves, and we fund ourselves by you buying the products That's why they're shutting down talk radio, shutting down other systems. I've told our affiliates and other media that's fighting for liberty, the answer is go to direct sales, where your radio station gets high-quality products that you demonstrate, that you talk about, and then if people believe in the type of information that's on the broadcast and want to get more of that information out that your station's putting out, they can be recruited to be team members to go out and hand out bumper stickers and have events to restore the republic. That's how we're going to do this. And then the local radio stations find great products and great sponsors, either locally produced or produced right here in America, and then that's how you can fund your operation. And also host events at local sponsors' facilities. And we have a lot of stations that are doing this, and I don't know why Clear Channel, I mean, look, I've been involved with ad agencies that bought ads on Clear Channel networks. And when I wrote the ad, they got 5 to 7 times the response. And when they used my voice, they got much higher response levels. And then higher up executives, and I'm not involved with Clear Channel, but obviously they have a near radio monopoly, like half the radio stations in the country, so I'm involved with them some. There's some patriots that actually work there. It comes down from higher up, no, we don't want to do this. You know, it's too much Alex Jones. He's promoting himself as if I need to have my voice on your network promoting a product. Shouldn't it be what gets results for your sponsors? The point is people respond to me. They respond to my voice. They respond to the ad copy I write because it comes from a place of truth. And I know how to invigorate talk radio. I know how to energize it. I mean, I came from nowhere. Nobody else has done this independently like I've done it. No one has done what I've done in 19 years through the platform of GCN, especially my satellite provider. And Ted's done a lot of work behind the scenes promoting the show as well. But, I mean, I don't just sit up here and shoot my mouth off. We've changed the world politically. Globalism is on fire, being destroyed all over the planet. The tyrants are panicking and buying armored fortresses in remote areas of the planet and admitting it. That's all over the news. They've got a desperate rearguard action here of trying to start race wars in the West and you know, hoping they can bring us down that way, but it's not happening. So when I say financially support us, buy the products, you buy more products, we hire more people, we get more aggressive, we get more in their face, we stand up against the attacks better, and we win. You are the InfoWar. So support our local affiliates, buy their products, support their sponsors. This is a war, and they're trying to shut down talk radio. They're trying to shut down libertarians and conservatives and nationalists and just people that want free market prosperity. Good, straight-shooting, hard-working people, no matter what color they are under attack by the establishment because they want to sew this country up in a depression and consolidate it and buy it all up and turn us all into renters and make the average, you know, family home 1,000 square feet. And the average person's apartment, 220 square feet. They're training us to have less. Just like McDonald's famously put signs up saying thank you, like you're supposed to throw away your own trash so they could get rid of employees. You should just want a place that has employees so that you have an entry level into the economy and demand quality in the economy, not the opposite. Globalism is about you being poor and society falling apart while the elite eat caviar. And we're not going to stand for that, folks. Excuse me, I'm ranting off into economics right now. It's just that the higher-ups in these big corporations want talk radio to die. They know full well how to save it. Talk radio has, I don't want to exaggerate, 15 times the audience of all the major cable news combined. I mean, it's incredible. Big talk stations that have been in places like Austin, like 590 AM, sometimes even in the Arbitron ratings, they'll have 250,000 people listening in an hour. That's one station. There's stations in New York that have 1 million people listening an hour, and they can't even make money. But then a Rachel Maddow with a million viewers will get 20 times the sponsorship because the establishment wants to prop that garbage up. It's economic warfare. They don't care about the money they're making. They care about dominating the entire market and controlling the full spectrum. That's why you see the big globalist Archer Daniels, Midland, and Monsanto ads on CNN. Because they want the status quo in place. So it's an act of rebellion when you buy these products. But everybody needs our antifungal product that's such a game changer. 10% off when you get it with the Biome Defense today. which is the probiotic that flushes out the back bacteria. Then you have the good bacteria, best probiotic out there. Get it with the MycoZX together. It goes together like a horse and carriage. But see, the good bacteria from the biome defense, the good cultures, they only displace the bad bacteria. They can't displace the yeast and the mold. Some people have more of that than they have bacteria. The MycoZX naturally does it, and it's strong. Wouldn't take it on an empty stomach. It's the real deal. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. And it's going to sell out today. I'm going to hold some back for auto ship, but we're going to take the 10% discount off at midnight tonight. So just heads up for that. All right, I'm done plugging. I just tend to forget to do it sometimes for 2-3 hours and don't even do it for a whole show. So when I do, I tend to have a little bit more hefty, hearty plug. Now, I'm just going to do this at the start of the next hour because here's the deal. I get so disgusted, is the word, not even angry, when I see the filth at Saturday Night Live and the filth that's 10 times worse at Showtime with this Jack Weber, another little nobody, talentless actor in my view, who has stolen my identity and who then admits that, and it's, they say in the news, it's Alex Jones, and then he says horrible stuff I never said. And then he's got the nerve, and they've got the nerve to run around. I mean, it's just like that guy. Who's the guy that did the Mr. Show and all the other stuff, Portlandia? Who did made a whole movie 2 years ago about me. And then people run around screaming the N-word. David Cross, they just run around screaming, N-word, N-word, N-word. And then they say in the news, that's me. And then people walk up and say, are you the one? It happened like 2 weeks ago. Somebody asked me on the street, a white lady, do you love Hitler, and you run around screaming the N-word? And I said, no. And she said, well, I saw it on TV. And I'm like, lady, that ain't me, man. The public, a third of the public, they admit, have lower brainwaves from TV. They're in a near sleep state. They've been hypnotized. And they're watching this stuff. And even though he doesn't even look like me very much, he sounds like me. And so, and David Cross does this stuff. I hate, you know, I'm going to even say it. It'll take it out. You know, I hate, you know what? I hate blah, blah, blah. I heard it from Alex Jones. And it's like, wow, these people are the scum of the earth. The writers, the people that own Showtime. Who owns Showtime? I forget. And SNL's NBC. And they just, black people aren't human. That's Alec Baldwin saying that. You watch these, will take that out and say, I said that. No, I didn't. The Alec Baldwin character as the president, that's how deceptive they are, folks. The Alec Baldwin character, playing the part of the president, the straw man, says, you're not humans to black people. You're aliens. And CBS Corporation owns it. They're the worst. No wonder. It just makes my head spin. I want to get focused and kind of just go through it linearly and just play the clips and analyze them because it doesn't hurt me. They're hurting their viewers. They're assaulting them with just outrageous lies, with huge sets and huge budgets, with Alec Baldwin playing the part of the president, saying that President Trump doesn't think black people are human, and showing the black people all mad. And then the next day, they kick off the new fake Ferguson edited video to try to get riots going in, and shots have been fired. I mean, this is how dumb they think you are. It's so evil to watch them preying on people and to know that now, I used to like Alec Baldwin as an actor. I think he's a pretty good actor. It's like I can't watch him in a movie. It's like he's too disturbing because I realize he's a horrible, evil person who wants to prey on people and lie to viewers. Oh, it's comedy. No, it's not. SNL admitted they wanted Hillary to get elected. They admitted. I know people that were there at the SNL headquarters on election night. They were crying and panicking when Hillary lost. It's a cult. But then on the homeland, it's not Islamic terrorists we're battling anymore. It's Alex Jones. And they admit in the news. It's Alex Jones. So again, I don't want to make this show about myself. I have to because they're putting out all this fake news that I'm fake. With actors and these huge budgets and all this, and in hundreds of newspapers a day, so they can set the precedent to ban us, and now in live time, they're restricting us and first not letting us share. We used to get about 5,000 shares on average on our main Facebook. Now it's down to about 200. And people tell us they're not letting them link the articles, the videos. They're blocking them. They're taking them down. They put a new thing out where they have master moderators whose one vote is the power of 100 votes. who then go in and say, oh, this is fake news. Paul Watson has an article. If we can show folks the graphic of the screenshot, scroll down, please. And notice it only lets you say it's fake. Yeah, blow that up for me. It only lets you say it's fake. You can't go in there and vote on, oh, I think this is real. I think this is pertinent. I think this is valuable. No, it says it's annoying and not entertaining. Or it's spam. You see how they operate? You see how they work? It only gives you the opportunity to say it's annoying or not interesting. I think it shouldn't be on Facebook. It's a fake news story. It's spam. And then they say, oh, we had some moderators say your article with Senator Rand Paul was fake. And they took it down. Oh, your video with a former CIA section chief saying his colleagues told him they were ordered to target Trump, that's spam. No, that's incredibly sensational and documented and important and a whistleblower. But see, it doesn't matter because they've got their little socialist, social justice warriors. YouTube announced a few months ago they've got super mods now that are just communities that have shown that they're anti-free speech, anti-conservative, who get knighted as super mods, and then they go and say, we're blocking you. No one can see your video. Your subscribers can't see it. We said it's fake. Really? It's fake when I have to respond to Alec Baldwin attacking me by name? Am I allowed to respond?
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing's certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
You know, as a patriot, I don't even want to tell our listeners to go on Facebook and go find socialist, globalist garbage and then downvote it to remove it off sites. I just want our information to be able to compete with it head to head. But doesn't matter. They have their super mods chosen from the algorithm because they hate libertarian or pro-human speech. And so your vote doesn't even count to begin with. It's all rigged. Facebook and YouTube admit that. Zuckerberg has bragged to the communist Chinese that he has perfected censorship tools in the United States on the population. And it's in the news that he's proving himself to them. It's in the news that Google is courting China and proving itself with censorship in America and Europe. This is public. But it's not even an outrage. It's, oh, Google and Facebook are courting China and showing them how they can ban nationalist news. And you see all these headlines, Democrats and globalists hope China can make Americans get back in the globalist system. And the Chinese president, a dictator, goes to Davos a month ago and says, I'll whip America into shape. And the average liberal goes, good, yes, oh, good master. Liberals, a lot of you like Buddhism, right? They kill Buddhists for practicing it there, dumbass. God, you people are sick. They just made it a death penalty sentence to criticize any communist leader today, by the way, in China. They already did that, but now it's public. But you don't care. North Korea, China, they're not America, so you lionize them. They have liberal bars all over the U.S. with Mao Zedong crap, and I've actually been in them in Denver, and I taught people actually liked it with their smartphones and fancy cars outside, and I said, this is all capitalism gave this to you. They're like, we don't care. They like the sickness of it. They like the evilness of it. Like all the big feminist groups wearing shirts, I got an abortion. I like killing my baby. Remember that video we played of the woman going, I loved it. It was good to kill my baby. It made me happy. Everybody's like, oh, how pretty, how good. It's all just spoiled, rotten nothings that have been given everything, so they're just basically pissing all over it, just begging for destruction. That happens in history, doesn't it? You read about it in the Bible happening to civilizations as well. So that's all coming up. Oh, Google is another step closer to being unblocked in China. Oh, my gosh, is that just dandy? They're working hard. They're working hard to prove they can censor here. We'll prove ourselves, communist Chinese. Buy up Hollywood as soon as you can and help block Alex Jones into the president. Oh, and they got the new Michael Bay movie coming out where Trump is a dictator that the Chinese have to take out with U.S. special forces. Wow. Trump's a dictator in the new Michael Bay movie coming out. Financed by the communist Chinese. Foreign open psych warfare against our country. It's outrageous what criminal traitors these people are. And then all these TV shows and all these movies where I'm a racist and I'm bad and I'm fake news with actors playing Alex Jones saying stuff I never said. Total war against us because we are the Republic. We are 1776. We are the good guys. And we're kicking their ass with almost nothing. But we've got everything because we've got you. Since I mentioned it, they'll say it's not true in fake news. There actually has articles now saying it. It's fake news claiming other attorneys were fired. It's blah, blah, blah. Hoping you don't go look it up. CNN, anger mounts over handling of U.S. attorney firings. Why, they weren't told they'd be fired. No one's ever told. They're fired. So let's go out with Janet Reno in 1993. Remember her? Lovely lady. Remember that monster, the Butcher of Waco? Here she is.
Janet Reno fired. Every holdover Republican U.S. attorney all across the country.
I have asked for their resignations at the request of the president.
All 93 U.S. attorneys, a one-day clean sweep. Presidents do replace the other party's appointees, but usually not wholesale.
She could handle things.
It's important that we build a team that reflects our desire to have a Justice Department marked by excellence, marked by diversity, marked by professionalism and integrity. I want...
All right, folks, we'll be back. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones, the anti-fake news.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.